podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
So there's this podcast called 154 Africa, right? And it celebrates Africa's 54 countries, one story at a time. That is their mission. And they had a comedian on. Now, this comedian's name is Learnmore Genasi, and he got the golden buzzer on America's Got Talent, and he's been doing a lot of comedy festivals around the world. So he's got 363,000 followers on Insta, which is quite good, right? It's getting around. Anyway, he was on this podcast and they were doing a segment on The Lion King.
Mm.
And because he speaks the language of The Lion King, he was explaining one of the most poignant moments in the movies. And I'm like, absolutely not. This can't be real. But it 100% is. Let's listen together.
What
does it mean?
It means, look, there's a lion. Oh, my God.
you're joking.
That
is not what that means. That is not what that means.
That's exactly what it means.
That's what it means. Look, there's a lion.
Oh my God.
It's a look, lion. There's a lion. Oh my God.
It's a lion.
Right. So this has gone viral everywhere. Yeah. And I'm like, you're kidding me, right? But it's Zimbabwean and he is from Zimbabwe.
Yeah.
And then so a lot of people, this has just gone absolutely viral. And it's like, yeah, people are saying, look, if you translate it, kind of yes. But there's a comment on here from Malusi T and he says, lol, as a native speaker, the song is written more like a praise poem, so it can't and shouldn't be translated too literally. Poems quickly lose meaning and nuance when translated.
Yeah, right.
So they're saying, here is a lion, but it's kind of like, behold the lion, O people, behold. Which I guess makes more sense.
More epic.
But that's what you're going to get when you have...
Look, a lion. Oh, my God. I'm never going to be able to unhear that, and that's all I'm going to think now.
I know.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
I want to talk about something that happened on Friday morning. Now, I know it's at varying times, to varying degrees, painful to have to work so close with me.
Oh,
so
no, but I adore you so much, and I would say that the reverse is true. Like, you having to work with me, do you know what I mean?
Okay, well, yeah, it is. I mean, it's a two-way street.
Yeah.
But we do work incredibly closely together, and sort of we're very lucky to have found each other because we just work, you know, your strengths are not my strengths and vice versa, right?
Yeah.
But I had a little situation on Friday and I had to come to you and ask you to help me out with something that, you know, you always bring up that time I got off Marketplace a Joel Embiid Philadelphia 76ers jersey.
Yes.
And the person wasn't at home.
Yes.
And so you had to wait for them to rush home from the shops.
Yeah. No, it's good because you were like, this would just be so easy. You just go there and pick it up. And then I went there and they weren't there. And it's like, oh, no, it's going to be fine because they'll be home soon. Just wait. Yeah, no, this is all good stuff.
Yeah. So I feel and did feel like at the time on Friday morning that we were moving into that sort of territory again with the amount that I was sort of impinging on your daily life and your
personal
life.
I don't even remember what's happened.
So for camping, I needed the bigger car, so I swapped cars with Kalia.
Yeah.
Right? So I didn't have my normal car. But in the wisdom of the council...
Yeah.
Getting rid of cash payments for parking.
Mm.
Now your options are either tap your card on the little machine or you use the Easy Park app.
Yeah.
Right? And I know you've got sort of issues with Easy Park.
I've got a lot of issues with Easy Park.
So I have it, you know, Easy Park, it's easy.
It's not easy.
Well,
I'd say it's not easy. I'd say it's harder park, easier.
That's not a snappier name for an app, though.
Yeah.
All right. And so I usually just pick the zone out the front here on Mirrabool Street and hit that. Yep, ripper. And it goes automatically to spin to set my time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I go continue and I'm set. And I'm good to go for 2 hours, right?
Yep.
Free parking. Thank you.
Yeah. City, well, we love that.
We do love that, right?
It's getting me into the city.
Yeah.
So I appreciate it. No, it is. No, no, I'm serious. I know I sounded sarcastic, but I'm serious. No. I actually really, every time it comes up free, I'm like, oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Great.
Problem is it defaults to, and generally it's okay, but defaults to my car, right, which is the smaller car,
yeah,
which is the car that was not parked on Moorabool Street on Friday morning. It was the other car.
Mm.
So I had that ticking over for about 10 minutes, and then I clicked. I was like, oh, hang on. I've just automatically done that, not even looked at the number plate. I probably should have changed car,
yeah,
and then done the parking and how long I wanted it for. And so I had a look and I couldn't just change the number plate. So I had to stop the parking and then do a fresh park in that same zone with the different number plate. And it wanted to charge me $8.25. And I was like, what?
Yeah.
So just so everybody knows, your 2 hour free parking in the city each day in town, it's you personally that's attached to. It's not the car that's attached to.
Right.
It's like, you know, like I can't do my car for 2 hours and then your car for 2 hours.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, so I had 10 minutes of the wrong car parking and then it was like, nut, you've had your 2 hours, babe. I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
So anyway, I came to you and I said, hey, you've got the Easy Park app.
See, right? I didn't even listen to any of that pre-story. Oh, like, really? Went on the day. I was just like, yeah, whatever, get out.
Yeah. Yeah, you had stuff to do. And one of those things that you had to do was add my car to your Easy Park app
because
you park in the basement, so you hadn't used any. You hadn't used your 2 hours
today.
That is attached to you and your app.
Mm.
And so you then put my number plate in and allowed me to have 2 hours of free parking on your behalf.
So this is how easy this app is.
Mm.
So not only can you park for 2 hours in the one zone and then move your car, maybe to a completely different end of the street.
Yeah.
Maybe like 100 metres down the road in the same area. No, can't do that.
No.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You've already parked there.
That counts as, yeah.
And now you can't even add in other people's cars to the app. So, for example, if you've got maybe an elderly person with you and they're like, you know, oh, can you help me? Oh, it's all right. I've got the app. Don't worry. I'll add in my car.
Yeah.
And you've driven your car. That's okay. Okay. So you can't do that either.
No, you can't do it for both. Absolutely not. No, because it's not two different. Won't let you do it for two different cars.
Oh, the hellscape.
So if you get invoiced for $8.25, it's definitely nothing to do with me.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
So I think we need a bit of a laugh, okay? Mm-hmm. Things can feel quite heavy at the moment. So let's go back to 19th century Britain.
I wasn't sure if you wanted the music.
Yeah, no, yet. I'd love that. Yeah, okay, go
said,
for it.
Yeah, so let's, and then you said to 19th century Britain. I was like, oh, that's not game show music stuff.
No, go for it. Because they had inventive phrases.
Oh, yeah.
And some I feel we could use today.
Yeah.
And it's sad when these things go by the by, you know what I mean? So like, I want to chat Victorian slang words that need to make a comeback.
Brilliant. Is codswallop in there?
Well, it's not. But I also want to preface that this is not Victorian slang as in the education state, the garden state, you know what I mean?
Because,
some of those words just need to never come back. If you've got temporary sadness, you've got the morbs.
Oh, the morbs. Oh, that sounds like that. You could tell me that is like Gen Z.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, what's up? Oh, I've got the morbs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I like it.
It sounds of the time. Yeah, I don't mind that one either. Okay. If you're unwell.
Yeah.
You're not up to dick. Once again.
Hey.
Quiet. Gen Z.
I don't know if I've ever been up to dick.
No. Right.
Or down.
Yeah. I think you might like this one. Yeah. If you're talking about a woman's breasts, you're talking about Cupid's kettle drums. I don't believe this. This can't be a real thing.
Where do they have a source that they've quoted here? It's just Victorian.
Yeah,
era.
A source. An Instagram page.
Okay.
All right. 19th century Britain. Everyday speech.
Okay.
Cupid's kettle drums. I don't mind that. All right.
Yeah.
If you're drunk,
Yeah.
You're tight as a boiled owl. Now, I don't rate that.
Tight as a boiled owl.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's just words.
That's just words. Taken that's a collection word salad. Of words.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we'll chuck an animal. Yeah. We'll chuck an animal in there.
Yeah.
No, I don't like that one. Pour the tea, and in the sense of I would like a cup of.
Yeah.
You're gonna. I can't say this. Oh, it's early, but still. You're gonna B word the pot.
Like, what's her name? Meredith Brooks or whatever?
Yes. We can say that, can't we?
Female
I'm
dog.
I'm a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
The pot.
Why? Why is everything so aggressive back
yeah,
then?
Yeah, I know, right? So aggressive.
Yeah.
If you're always smiling, you're a giggle mug.
A giggle mug.
Well, that sounds like that's some Harry whatever, Potter BS. Right? I think
you should have
too strong with the Cupid's kettle drums, right?
I thought you started too strong with the down to dick stuff.
If you're embarrassed, you're poked up. So really, we've gone full we've circle there, haven't we? Bring him back.
I've had enough of this.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
We are just sleeps away now, only a few sleeps away from the start of the AFL season for 2026.
Mm-hmm.
We're excited. We're up and about. Cats, you know, looking good, heading into a new year.
It's exciting.
It is. Bombers, you know, we're part of the 17
teams. You
know what?
You've got to back him because it'll feel so much better when it finally happens once we're dead.
I know. Gone. That's right. Yeah. Three generations down the line. Anyway, so, yeah, look, you and I have got plenty of Bombers merch just floating around the house, but just sort of a bit bored with merch.
Mm.
Like team merch for footy.
Oh, you want...
You know, you got beanies, you got scarves, you got jumpers.
Are you looking for singlets with that really low cut on the sides? Is that
maybe
kind of what you...
Maybe. Meow. Go cat.
More gym shirts.
More gym shirts as part of the merch. And I know some people be like, oh, you can get merch, like anything for merch these days. And yes, there is... But you know, the bog standard is as I said, the beanie, the scarf. Mm. Oh, yeah, because it's cold most of the season.
Yeah,
yeah, sure.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right, and then you got your jumpers.
Mm-hmm.
What else you got? Like badges?
Badges, you got hats, but actual caps, do you know what I mean? Not just beanies. I don't know, you can get ties, you can get socks.
Snooze. So bored.
Drink
with all
bottles?
Of it. I'm so bored with it. But you're moving in the right direction. I have an idea for
temporary
merch.
Tattoos.
I have an idea for merch. Temporary tattoo. I wanna as a radio station, I wanna get on board with the Cats this year and I wanna do some merch.
Foam finger.
Not a foam finger, mate. No, that's so American. So American.
No, but they have the blow-up ones. But the foam ones, I like. I like the feeling of foam on my hand rather than the blow-up.
Isn't the foam
one.
Fingers like a baseball thing? Isn't it? I'm sure.
Yeah, but how cool would that be?
Stay with me, right?
Okay.
Idea. K-Rock football, Geelong beer. Can we do a beer?
What do you mean?
Like, can we have a hey, footy's back, Cats, I mean, copyright pending, all of that, right? Beer, just like merch that people actually want.
Right. So, okay. So you think having a beverage, are you going to make, what do you mean? Is it like, does it taste like footy or does it look like footy?
Both.
You're
that's the thing about football.
No.
So I think we could make it happen and I think we should make it happen.
I'm sure. You think a lot of things. You just say things, mate. You say things and then you move on with your life.
Yeah.
Foam finger is something we could get right now. Make it happen. We only need to make maybe one phone call for a foam finger.
Well, or just order them from Temu. Go Cots. Be the right colours, but the word would be wrong. So right. You're suggesting you think if we got involved with one piece of merch this year,
yeah,
it should be foam finger.
Tom and Loggie on the back, cat on the front.
Like that time we tried to make oven mitts and we wanted to have one of me and one of you.
Well, we'd have to have a left hand and a right hand version, you know.
No.
We'd have to.
Okay, so just checking, because I will probably write an email.
Okay, sure you will. Yeah, I look forward to this happening.
So Tom's vote is for beer.
Okay.
Special sort of commemorative beer or whatever.
What would it be? Like like something that you know, crack and it's, fizzy.
Oh, can you imagine if we could get a can that cracked? You know how you open a birthday card and it goes, it plays a little song? You got a can that cracks and the crowd cheers?
Tom and Loggie, footy beer.
Tom and Loggie. Okay, so I'm going to write this down.
Now you're just saying things.
Me beer.
Yeah.
You foam finger.
Okay, yeah. You're a guy that gets stuff and makes stuff happen.
Yep.
I'd never suggest you're a guy that just says things and then nothing happens with it. Well. So I look forward to seeing this footy beer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. Damn.
Okay.
Didn't think this would be how it played out.
No, go on, mate. No, go on. No, good. You do it. You do it. I'll back you all the way.
I thought you would like be
pointing
really excited.
You with my foam finger.
I thought you'd be excited about the beer and run with it, and then you send the emails. God damn it.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Last night, I went out.
What?
Yes.
Where?
I was out and about.
What?
At the Geelong Arts Centre.
Oh.
And I went and saw Gillian Welch and David Rawlings.
Mm.
Now, Gillian.
Gillian.
You would know.
Gillian. It's not Gillian?
No. No, Gillian.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, because Gillian would be with a J.
Nah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 100% it is. 100%.
No, Gillian's not a real name, though.
No, of course it is.
It's a made-up word.
No, it's not.
Gillian's a shell. A chocolate
Maybe
shell.
Maybe it's just because I love the shell so much.
So, you know Gillian Anderson from X-Files? It's with a G.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, but it's pronounced Gillian.
No, I'm pretty sure it's Gillian. I'm actually 99%. I'm backing myself.
Back yourself? Absolutely.
Anyway,
I'm proud of you.
Go. One of the movies that you have seen, yeah. Oh Brother, We're Out Thou.
Yeah, I love that movie.
Yeah, she sings, you would know one of her songs from that movie. Yeah. Well, she does a version of it.
Yeah.
Here it is. It's called I'll Fly Away.
Some bright morning when this life is over.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So last night, that's the vibe.
Yeah.
Stunning.
Yeah.
Like,
I bet.
Honestly, it was, they played for an hour, it was 20 minute interval,
yeah.
And then they played for another hour.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And it was amazing. Just the two of them, guitars, banjos. It was like, you know, when you hear music and you're like, oh, I feel this, you know, and it was great.
Did Jimmy come with you?
Yeah, well, Jimmy bought himself two tickets for his birthday.
Oh, wow.
So I went along.
Did he wear braces and, like, boots?
No.
With rolled-up jeans and some sort of checkered shirt?
Do you know
shirt?
What? We were one of the youngest people there, so that was fabulous for us.
That surprises me.
But...
Flowers in your
as
hair?
As much as I loved them, as much as I love them, right? So we had the hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Then another hour of playing.
Yeah.
And then they were like, thanks so much, see you later. And we all stood up, yeah. Like standing ovation because it was epic.
Mm.
Grammy Award winners, like in Geelong. Sick.
My understanding is banjo is very difficult to play. So
no, it is.
Good
and my bubby used to play it. So
yeah, cool.
I've got an affinity with it. But then they walked off stage. But then you know when the big lights don't go on?
Yeah,
you're sort of like, oh, they must be coming back. So wait.
Encore. It's only been 2.5 hours. Let's go.
They came back.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone's like, yeah. And they sung another, I don't know, maybe 3 songs.
Okay.
Right.
How many songs do these people have?
Like, a lot.
A banjo's a banjo's a banjo.
No,
yeah,
but it's like, oh, God, it's so good. And it's a lot of like instrumental stuff in between and some of that
cool,
too, right?
Yeah.
So then they were like, all right, thanks so much, you know. See ya. And then they left. We were like, oh, my
that
God.
That was so good.
That was.
I mean, what an extra treat.
Epic.
Yeah.
Right? We started to leave. They came back again.
Yes, they did. They love it. They love it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So we were like, we better go back.
So you're shuffling down the aisle and then you shuffle back to your seat.
Shuffle back to your seats. Sat down. Right? And then they're like, all right, Geelong, last night at the tour before they head back to America.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? See you later. We're like, looked at each other, Jimmy and I were like, that was insane.
Yeah.
They came back again.
A third time.
Three
encores. Three encores.
Three. Now.
Was the crowd like just gagging for it? Were they like.
Yeah, crowd was gagging for it.
One more song.
There was no one more song, but there was people like to stand their feet.
Yeah. So they kept doing. So even after the second encore, yes. When they went off stage, the crowd was still doing the feet thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. People. Oh, I think after the second one, everyone was like, well, they've given us what we asked for in the first one.
Yeah.
So we've got the second one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I've booked an Uber.
Yeah. Okay. And because I have to be at work at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
I was like, you know me. I've got the times in my brain.
Absolutely.
When we're going to.
Yeah.
So anyway, and then so we're like, oh, surely not. Yeah, no, back again.
Okay.
Back again.
Okay.
Loved it. Yeah. And I have to say, if they had just given us all of that in one burst.
Yeah, that one encore.
I would be stoked.
Yeah. But the theatre of walking off and coming back.
And it
back.
Was quite quick too. Yeah. It was like, we're off. Oh, we're back again. Ah. We're off. Oh, we're back. All right, see you later. Three times. So my question to you, how many encores is too many?
Three is too many.
Or am I just not fun?
I don't know if I've ever seen ever more than one encore. I don't even know if any gigs I've ever been to have done more than one encore.
No.
Maybe two at a stretch.
At a stretch.
Three.
And probably like once every 10 years where you get a two encore show.
Yeah. Three encores is, I'm going to say, self-indulgent.
No,
applause. You're applause driven at that point.
They were so good.
You're just
they
hooked on the.
They were so good.
Yeah.
And I mean, maybe it was because of the last show. But anyway, Tony from Corio is on the phone. Morning, Tony. How many encores is too many encores?
Yeah, so I'm going to have to agree on this one.
Mm.
I think your first encore is something that's expected these days. Second encore you get for a really good crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And a third encore is purely and utterly ego.
Yeah.
Nothing else to it.
It's just time for another sort of bit of applause. Do another bow.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Another one. Okay, well, that's good because sometimes I never know whether it's a me problem.
Mm.
And a lot of the times it is. But it seems like it's an us problem.
That's right. So three encores is too many encores,
yes.
Just like triple smoked ham is too many smokes.
There you
right?
go.
Okay. Okay. We've got 8 o'clock news next on K-Rock 955.
It's Tim and Dave.
Oh, and we're back just for one more little bit. Okay, cool. All right. Now we're going. Now we're really going to news.
Oh.
Okay.
On K-Rock 955.
And just one more time. It's Tom and Loggy on K-Rock.
I don't know what's happening.
I was just doing a little triple
no,
encore.
No, I know, but I'm so scared.
You don't know if you should shuffle out of your seat or not. Here we go. All right. Time for news.
Can you have a red?
Oh, fourth encore.
No,
Tom and Loggy. That was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.